March 6, 1931, how only Jesus was the author of her state of sufferings, and because they forced him to, he has permitted a pause. How in God there is absolute rest. Outside of God, work. I continue to live amid the bitternesses of my present state. The thought that blessed Jesus is making scourges pour down, and that the peoples remain naked and starving, tortures me. And to think that my beloved and highest good, Jesus, has remained alone in his suffering, and I am no longer together with him in his pains, oh! How it torments me! It seems to me that Jesus is all attention over me so as not to let me fall into sufferings as before. Even more, he hides all the pains within himself, to leave me free. And in seeing me afflicted, it seems to me that his intense love makes him put his pains aside to pay attention to my affliction. And he says to me, "Good daughter, my daughter, courage, your Jesus still loves you and nothing has my love for you decreased." And this, because it was not you who refused me the suffering, no, my daughter would never have done this. They forced you to. And I, in order to give you peace and to make them see that it was really I who kept you in that state of suffering for so many years, it was neither illness nor any other natural cause, but my paternal goodness that wanted to have one who would make up for my pains on earth. And these, for the good of all. And now that they have forced you, and have forced me also with their impositions, I made it cease completely, giving you a break. This says in clear notes that only your Jesus was the author of your state. But I cannot hide my sorrow. It is so great that I can say that in the whole history of the world I have never received a similar sorrow from creatures. My heart is so grieved and torn by this sorrow, that I am forced to hide from you the deep gash, so as not to embitter you more. And then, to see the indifference of some, and you know who they are, as if they had done nothing to me, increases my sorrow, and they force my justice to continue to pour the scourges. And I will continue, my daughter, to pour the chastisements. I told you this before, that if even just 1 month would pass, of my keeping you suspended from your state of suffering, they will hear and see how many chastisements will pour down over the face of the earth. And while my justice does its course, we will occupy ourselves together with my divine will, I, making it known to you, and you, receiving the good of its knowledges. Because each knowledge brings the growth of the life of my will in you, and for each act of yours done in the new knowledge, my fiat gains more ground in your soul and extends more its kingdom in it. More so, since creatures have no power to enter into my divine will to disturb us and dictate to us the law. Therefore we are free to do whatever we want. We have absolute freedom. Therefore, be attentive to continue to cross its interminable seas. Then, while he was saying this, I felt my little intelligence being transported into an abyss of inaccessible light. This light concealed all the joys, all the beauties. In appearance, it seemed to be light, but looking inside, there was no good that it did not possess. And my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, our divine being is most pure light, light that contains everything, fills everything, sees everything, does everything. Light, such that no one can arrive at seeing where our boundaries reach its height and depth. The creature gets lost within our light because she does not find its shore, its port, in order to get out. And if the creature takes from this light of ours, they are just little drops that serve her to fill herself completely with light, to the point of overflowing outside. But our light does not decrease because the creature has taken from our own, but is replaced instantly by the resurrective virtue of our light. So, our Supreme Being is always at one level in perfect balance. We can give as much as we want if we find souls who want to take from our own without losing anything. Even more, if we find one who wants to take, we set to work. In fact, you must know that, within us, there is perfect rest, nor do we have anything to do. There is nothing to remove or to place. Our happiness is full and complete, our joys are always new. Our one and only will, as acting in us, gives us the perfect rest of the Beatitudes of our divine being, that has no beginning and will have no end. So, this abyss of light that you see contains an abyss of joy, of power, of beauty, of love, and so on. And we, while delighting, rest in them, because only when nothing is lacking and there is nothing to add then can it be called true and absolute rest. On the other hand, outside of our divinity, our work comes out into the field, and this field is the creatures. Our very divine qualities, that inside of us give us rest, outside of ourselves give us to work. And now we make our will work for the good of creatures. That divine fiat, that we put out in the field in creation, from which all things came out, never desists from its work. It works incessantly, it works by preserving everything. It works for it wants to be known, for it wants to reign. It works in issuing more souls to the light of the world, and forms its admirable designs to carry out its work and to have the occasion to always work. It works in withdrawing souls into the bosom of eternity. We can call our divine will the all-doer that never spares its continuous work, even for the good of those who do not recognize it. Our love works, our mercy, our power works, and also our justice works for the good of creatures. Otherwise our Supreme Being would not be a balanced and perfect being, but would show weaknesses if our justice were put aside, leaving it aside when there is all the reason for it to do its punishing course. See, then, our work is the creatures, because having issued them from within our ardor of love, our love leads us to work in order to always love them. Because, if our work ceased, love would cease, and creation would resolve into nothing. Fiat.